what I found is most people don't understand the difference between a therapist, a counselor, and a coach. So really quick, in like 10 seconds, I'm going to tell you the main difference. It's, of course, it's more, it's a fuller description, but I'm going to just give you the basics because I don't have a lot of time for this part. So a therapist is usually somebody that is going to prescribe you drugs. They're able to diagnose some kind of issue, usually some kind of mental or emotional issue. And they're walking with you through a certain thing. Now, every therapist treats things in a different way. Some therapists, they don't use drugs at all. It's more from a cognitive approach, meaning you're thinking, helping you with your thinking. And then some, they use drugs. They're like, you need drugs. I'm not here to offer my insight on what is right or wrong. I'm just telling you what the difference is, right? So that's something that a therapist would do. A counselor is not going to be prescribing and usually is not diagnosing. However, they are walking with you through some past trauma, some childhood trauma, something in the past that is keeping you stuck there.
Trauma in childhood is so common. We often don't realize it's the very thing destroying who we are as adults. To move past it, we have to go back to where it began. It Came to Pass, Book 1, In the Beginning. Visit itcametopass.com for more information.
And so this past issue needs to you got to go back, you got to dig through the layers, you got to figure out what's going on. And it's helping the person come to an exit strategy, if you will, out of the past trauma that is keeping them immobilized in their life experiences, right? That can take a long time. That's not a quick process. That's not something that is quick. That can take years, right? Depending on what the issue is and depending on how many layers there are. In other cases, it might not take years. It may take up to a year. It just depends, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. That's where I got my degree in, from a faith-based perspective, because I went to seminary and all that stuff like that. So coaching is what I prefer. Coaching is not dealing with past or trauma, because you have to have a certain level of skill to approach certain traumas, right? Even some counselors aren't equipped to deal with certain traumas. You would need to go to a therapist who has a deeper understanding. Again, I'm not here to debate with people about therapy being wrong or counseling being wrong, or that's for what they say, Gentiles. I'm not doing all of that, okay? I'm just telling you the difference, right? So with coaching, you're not dealing with the past or with traumas. You're dealing with a present issue that you need help moving forward on. A good coach is helping you identify what in the present is prohibiting you from making progress in your life. What present condition, what present issue. So with coaching, you're analyzing and assessing what is presently in the way, right? Excuse me. Once it starts to turn into an unearthing or a discovery that there are deeper rooted issues here connected to the past, a good coach is going to refer you out to a counselor, because they're not supposed to be going that far back. They're like, we're here to find the present issues, help you move forward in the present. We're not going back, right? So that's why I love coaching, because it's a little more shorter term with a good coach. You know, for financial reasons, some coaches may stretch things out so they can get paid and keep their income coming in. I don't work like that. When I believe someone is done, whether I need the money or not, they done. I'm not going to stretch stuff out so I can keep getting a check to a certain amount of time. I don't work like that. But some people work like that. To each his own. So that's the main difference between therapy, counseling, and coaching. I am not a therapist. I don't have no background in therapy. People email me like, are you a therapist? Maybe in the sight of y'all spiritually, maybe he might say I am. But as far as credentials are concerned, in this land that we live in, no. My degree is in, I have a master's degree in counseling. I shifted more into coaching because when I became a mom, it became hard to counsel people and do all of that because you can be walking with people for a really long time. So it started to become a little bit of a burden for me, and I wasn't able to function at my highest capacity doing counseling because of the level of work, the workload, and the requirement and the demand on your time with helping someone with past issues, past trauma, unearthing it, you know, digging up roots, getting to the bottom of things, and like walking with the person through that until they come out of it. That takes a lot out of a person, right? And so with the things that I'm called to, and as well as my husband, I'm glad that I got the training in that, because it helps me be a better coach. And I will overlap my coaching sometime with counseling. Like if we have an issue and I'm like, something going on here. This ain't got nothing to do with the present. This is something from the past. I may stop depending on how severe it is. If it's like one or two layers, I might stop and unpeel the layer or two. But when I'm finding it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 layers, I'll say, I got to refer you out because I don't have the energy or the time for that. Usually sometimes because I just have a love for people and I care, I will get caught up and then I'll be like, why did I do this? I know I don't have the energy or the time for this. Like, why did I do this? But for the most part, I will say you got to be referred out because I don't have the energy. If I take something like that on, you coming in between me and my home and my marriage, because I ain't got. So people get mad at me because they're like, you're a counselor, so why don't you just do it? And I'm like, I got boundaries set up in my life so I could give my husband what he needs, so I can give my 3 children what they need, so I can give people in my real life what they need. So when you invade on my calendar to counsel you, when I told you this ain't counseling, this is coaching, that's a problem for me because you coming in between my home life. Okay. I got people in real life to take care of, right? And some people, they don't understand that. And so usually when I'm working with people, I explain to them up front. If anybody in here has worked with me, you know, the first thing I'm showing you is the difference between counseling and coaching. I don't usually talk about the difference between therapy because I'm not a therapist and it doesn't matter. But because I'm a counselor and a coach, I explain to people, this is coaching. This is what we're doing. This is what we're not doing. People still they ignore it and they still want to go back and, you know, whatever. But that's the main difference. So with coaching, I love that we're finding what immediate action is necessary for you to move forward. Sometimes people don't know what the immediate action is that is required for them to move forward. They literally don't know. They're like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I'm stuck here. I don't know what I need to change. And sometimes it's really simple to an eye that is trained to see it, but for someone who's in it, in the muck of it, they can't see it. And that's what it is. So people who are trained coaches or counselors, they have the insight and the eyesight to see that, to spot it. And then they also have a gift of strategy to figure out how do we strategize our way out of this instead of just talking about it. Because we could talk about it all day long, but if ain't nothing changing, it don't matter. So that's why I put a post on YouTube community tab the other day. And I was like, you know, you're not allowed to be here and stay the same.
Those thoughts are way too heavy to carry in your mind. Put it in a journal like this one. I made it so easy for you to do. You can release your true feelings, resolve negative defeatist thinking, and talk to the Most High in the section for daily petition. Congratulations on making your self-care a priority with this purchase of my Truth Tribe Daily Journal, helping you maintain your self-care in 3 simple steps.
If ain't nothing changing, it don't matter. So that's why I put a post on YouTube community tab the other day. And I was like, you know, you're not allowed to be here and stay the same. If you've been watching me since last year and you still the same, that's a problem. You need to go somewhere. You need to figure that out. You maybe I ain't the person for you, or either you are not doing the work that I have been encouraging you to do with your life and with yourself. But if you've been around here for a year, don't let it be 2 years. You better not let it be 3 years. And you still the same? We got a problem. I would rather you not be here. Word up. I don't do this for views. I do this for real life change. So if you just watching me for entertainment, that's not wise. That's not wise.